Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump shouldn't have a debate if he still has the coronavirus. Biden said Tuesday he's looking forward to being able to debate President Trump, but he said we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. He says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president turned to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days. After being diagnosed with the coronavirus, Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 early Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Biden next Thursday in Miami. Now, Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday, hospitalized 3 days, now back at the White House. Based on the timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control, Prevention, and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence, who just tested negative for the virus, will be in Utah for a face-off debate with the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, on Wednesday. The trial of the three suspects charged with aiding the gunman involved in the Watergate Mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago that left 67 people dead, that trial resumes in Nairobi on Wednesday. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hurricane Delta heading for the Mexican Peninsula, with forecasters saying it could make landfall early Wednesday. Residents and tourists in Cancun were evacuated overnight as Delta, a Category 4 storm, packing winds of 145 miles per hour, moved closer. Officials warned that residents should have several days of water, that is, and food on hand. Tourists who stayed in hotels and rented apartments in Cancun, as well as some local residents, were evacuated to the Cancun Convention Center for shelter. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of federal troops and emergency personnel currently on standby to lend assistance if needed. China's international reputation has taken a plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new survey of people in more than a dozen advanced democracies. In a telephone-based poll of around 14,000 people in 14 countries by the U.S.-based Pew Research Center, 61% of all respondents said Beijing had handled the COVID-19 outbreak poorly, compared to 37% who gave the Asian economic giant a favorable response. The other nations surveyed in the Pew Research poll included Britain, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the United States, and South Korea. The Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday, the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by election day on November 3rd. And the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in France have skyrocketed over the past 24 hours, according to the latest data released by the country's health ministry. Paris surrounding suburbs have been put on maximum alert with new restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the virus to be implemented for 15 days. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.